Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Sheep Kishir podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed. Today, my friends, we're going to return to monogamy. We're going to jump right in. Now, the reason I want to talk about monogamy is I'm sick and tired of myths being pushed out about monogamy. For example, the biggest one running out here is from the church. That's number one. I will not mention names because a lot of these people I know in real life, so I will not mention names. But what I will tell you is monogamy is one of these things that sounds good on paper, and it might have worked, oh, I don't know, back in the days when humans lived to about 45, 50 on average. Like 50 was like 90 today. When humans didn't live very long, it worked better than it does now. You might wonder why the marriage rates are the way they are. You might be curious as to why are we degenerated so quickly? Why is it that men and women can't seem to get along anymore? Why is it that the family court system has been completely messed up and is at the point where it's at? Well, I use the poignant term, the long march. I use that term for a reason, because we are on the long march on the reactionary phase we're currently in. And yet, make no mistake, we are in a reactionary phase of human history. For a very long time, men were in charge of everything, and arguably we still are. But the strong ruled the weak, for better or for worse. And we knew what it was. There was a king, there was a council, there was a democracy like in Greece that was set up in a way where people knew, people who voted had skin in the game. And that is not the case anymore. You want to sit here and tell me that people have skin in the game today, when in a lot of ways they don't have skin in the game? Might be asking for an example. Okay, I'll give you an example. For example, I hate to pick on the ladies, but I got to pick on the ladies for a second. Ladies, y'all don't have skin in the game when it comes to matters of national security, when it comes to the military, because you do not have a select service number. You will not be drafted if and when the time arises we fight, I don't know, China, Russia, India. North Korea, you won't have to go fight. You are not voluntold to go serve. Us, we are, which is why you don't have skin in the game when it comes to matters like that. No, I'm not telling you don't have a right to an opinion. Everybody has a right to an opinion. I never understood this idea of like, oh, when it comes to abortion, if you don't have a vagina, you get no opinion. Oh, is that how that works? Okay, how about no selective service number, no opinion on foreign affairs? How about we do that? You can't do that. That's discrimination. That's messed up. Oh, really? And what you said, is it? That's part of the reasons why people get triggered when J.D. Vance talks about childless cat ladies, which was a pretty funny line, by the way. But people get mad. Oh, how dare you say that? Meanwhile, you look at the teachers, the administrators, the lobbyists, and everybody who works in, a lot of people work in the school education system. A lot of them have no kids and are not traditional individuals when it comes to lifestyle. I'm being PG about it, but I could be a lot more vulgar, but I won't do it because it's not necessary. When I say alternative lifestyles, I think you know what I'm talking about and what I'm referring to. You know, the people with the clipped hair, the people with the rainbow flags in their classroom, the people who talk about, oh, colonialism is this and love is love and blah, blah, blah. You know, the people who use the positive language to poison your mind and to put you in mental prison. Yeah, those people. Well, let's go back to monogamy for a second. You want to sit here and tell me that monogamy as a system works today? Now, I'm not going to sit here. I'm not telling you marriage does not work, as there are people who I know, including my parents, God bless them, who are married and have been for years. Now, Let's make one very important distinction, and I want to make this very clear. Marriage can work, but in most cases, it doesn't, number one. And number two, for those who make it work, it requires tremendous personal sacrifice and tremendous risk. As at any point, the other shoe could drop, or at any point, the rug can be pulled. Now, is it going to guarantee that said thing will happen? No. But guess what? For a lot of people, and the statistics bear this out, whether it raises from 50% to 80%, the statistics are high. It should not be above 5 to 10%, with the 5 to 10% being people who had not a... Why am I blanking on this? It's fucking 6 in the morning. Why am I blanking on this? It can't be for a... It's for a reason. The divorce happens for a reason. It's not a... Just, oh, we got divorced for no reason. Somebody remind me in the goddamn comment section. I'm mad at myself. I can't think yet. I'm driving to the gym. I'm blanking on... No fault divorce. Thank you. Oh, my land. Why was that so hard to remember? Anyways, and when I think about no fault, there was no fault divorce. The fault divorce would probably be about 5 to 10%. And it would need to be proven with documentation, not this he said, she said garbage, which is where the entire world has gone to. Just look at what happened with the movement of, oh, he touched me, he did this, he did that. Look at Johnny Depp. Look at Trevor Bauer. Look at all these men who get out here and they get accused of things they didn't do. And as soon as the accusation hits the headlines, you are a guilty individual, regardless of whether you did it or not. The people who don't like you will believe it, and the people who are normies are probably going to believe it, because who believes men? After all, we're all filthy, lying sons of bitches, you know? We don't tell the truth. If you have a penis, you can't tell the truth. No. No, that requires a vagina, apparently, to tell the truth. Oh, my God. Anyway, sorry, guys. It's early in the morning for me. Going to the gym. Just trying to... I'm talking to you the way I would talk to you if you were in the passenger seat in my car right now when you were just talking about life, about relationships and whatnot. And, you know, one thing I really wish the church did a better job, and I grew up in the church, and I'm not just some guy who went to the church one time and has all this stuff to say. No, I grew up in the church. One thing the church needs to do a better job of is if they're going to criticize, for example, educators or people who are of the LGBTQ variety, then they need to not be a super repressive community. They need to understand that people have questions and young people have hormones that go cuckoo bananas, and they need to step it up. They need to address sex. They need to address gender. They need to address these things and not just say, use the whole, if I don't say nothing, then they won't think anything about it. No, my friends, that doesn't work. In the same way that marriage, if we just say, oh, we don't tell them all the bad stuff about marriage or all the sacrifices or all of the risk and all of the realities of life that come with the so-called love that we talk about day and night, then nothing bad will happen because we don't tell anybody. No, my friends. That's what's caused the decrease in monogamy, along with the family court system and the fact that people feel disenfranchised. Both men and women, I would argue, have been disenfranchised. But men in particular, because we now live in a society where we went from men run everything to men have basically no rights unless they do X, Y, or Z. Or they're not a real man unless they do Y, Z, and A. You are not blank if you don't do this for blank. Instead of, hey, it would be wise if you learned this because this will make you a better businessman and this will make you a more likable person who is more likely to get better business. Stuff like that. That is a better course of action. But let's return to monogamy before I go in the gym here and meet my buddy for a workout. When it comes down to it, a lot of people, they are not they're not telling you the truth about what it's like out here in these streets. First of all, marriage is going the way of the dinosaur for most people. And you could cite any reasons, including the ones I've discussed or ones that you think are not being discussed that should be discussed, which we can totally do at another time. But when it comes down to it, my friends, marriage is going the way of the dinosaur. Men, we are feeling disenfranchised more than ever. The marriage system is basically turned into a giant penis tax. And so I gotta ask you, do you still believe that monogamy can still exist? And when I say monogamy, I want to define this very clearly for you so we're not getting wires crossed. Here's what I think monogamy is. Monogamy is you have had one sexual partner for your entire life. Mono means one. Not one here and there, and then I settle down. No. I'm talking about both the man and the woman, one partner, one sexual lover for their entire life. No comparing it to somebody else. No wishing you were had somebody else still and picturing them while you're in bed. No. None of that. And I'm not going to sit here and say that I'm holy and all y'all are dirty, because I'm not. I'm not some holy guy who has all the answers, who's right about everything. I know, I'm a fallible man. But I'm a fallible man who's asking the following questions. Do you believe in this, in a monogamous system? Do you think that we have been lied to? And how would you fix the problem if there is a solution that doesn't just completely shut people out? Because I could fix the problem, but you have to give me absolute control, and most people are never going to do that, as I would never expect them to. But when I look at the fact that a lot of men are becoming more effeminate and women are becoming more masculine and being rewarded for it, it's not a surprise, though, when guys like me, who are more shark-like than guppy-like, enter the dating marketplace. Dudes get mad. Women get wet. And I'm like, I'm not tuning my horn here, guys. I'm telling you the way it is. If y'all didn't catch my story about what happened the other, like, last weekend, go catch that show. It's called She's Never Yours. Listen to that show. Listen to my story about how about my threesome with two other girls. I'm not making this up, guys. I'm out here in these streets actively getting time in. And I don't say that to brag to you. If I wanted to brag, I'd be out here showing all this, oh, I'm doing this and I'm doing that. No, I do it to just show you that I'm not just spewing hot air on this little corner of the internet. We're trying to figure out a way to make life work. We're trying to figure out ways to make ourselves better men without compromising values and without putting ourselves in a vulnerable and weak position. We want leverage. Leverage gives us opportunity. Opportunity can help us blaze a trail to the life that we want. Not for free, not something that's going to come easy, but something that's going to be worthwhile. Discovering the complexities of the universe, trying to understand why we are the way we are, why we do the things that we do, and how we ended up in the situations we ended up in with the habits that we possess. These are all important things that are overlooked. Because we want to be liked, because we want people to think a certain way about us, or we want people to feel a certain way about us. I say forget that. That's not going to help you. All that's going to do is make you subservient to the opinions, which are going to be fleeting at best, to others. My friends, what are your opinions about monogamy? Do you think it still exists today? Certain corners of the world? Or do you think that polygamy is better? Do you think that polyamory is better? What is your opinion? How do we detach this from religion or from stigmas and have a rational discussion? Because we need to have that. I don't want to have a dogmatic discussion. I want to have an exchange of free ideas. My friends, you take care of yourselves. I got to get out of here and go to the gym. Let me know what you think. Please leave it in the comments. I want to hear about it. You might find you're not as alone as you think you are. My friends, I'm out of here. Take care. Peace.